is coming. Now. All right. I think when you're watching, you think maybe we have a recording of people that just say these things. Now, listen. So we want to start from somewhere immediately, wherever you are around the world. We are ready for you. And I understand there will be one or two people that are open. Their mics are open and we can hear you. But the reality is simple. Let's sit down, guys. Sit down, guys. I looked at the money is coming, right? Let me get a copy of that. I looked at the money is coming, and I thought, if I just give you the revelations of it, see, I can see a lot of people with copies. If you don't have a copy, you're not serious about money. Definitely not serious about money. Like, yeah, we can say thank you so much for those with copies. Some of you are just looking. I know the lines you want to tell. You've got the electronic copy.
Yes.
We know this. We know this. Now, I want you to understand something. Okay. I want you to understand something. Yeah. This book was not written in order to sell.
Wow. Okay.
Because selling this book, or maybe £10 or £20, whatever it is, it won't give nothing.
Wow.
If 1,000 people buy, that's 20,000.
Yep.
And then what? It's not worth it.
Yes.
All right? But there is something that I want to tell my people here. And tonight is the best thing you can do is to take notes.
Yes,
amen. Yes, I want to hear amen and all the hallelujahs. It's okay.
Amen.
But I want you to understand that money is fake.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Hang on.
So that we deal from that perspective, because what the world is doing right now is hiding the reality of money. Let me explain.
Okay, let's go.
Money started over 5,000 years ago in Egypt.
Come on. Okay. Let's go, let's go.
And it started with gold and silver. So somebody would carry their gold and their silver, their coins, and exchange for value. Now, most Christians don't even have an idea that money itself or currency, there are two different things. There is currency, then there is money.
Okay. All right,
okay, let's go. A lot of people mix currency with money.
All right.
Money measures the value of, currency measures the value of exchange. Money is a store of wealth.
Oh, okay. My gosh.
Come on.
So, right.
let's go.
If you have $20 not, or anybody with a US dollar not, you would realize something there. That money, since 1913, and please write it, the creation of the reserve, Central Reserve, it has lost 95% of its value. I don't know if you're getting this. 95% of its value. So what you see here is a paper. So what began to happen is the country of America, when they realized that this paper is no longer backed by anything. So here it is. You look at the pyramids. Hope you are listening, because I don't want to waste my time. Tonight is simply to help you, okay? Understand some few things.
Come on.
The reason why we still have the pyramids is because they were created by something of value that is not ending.
Okay.
Gold was in use. Silver was used. Amen. To get that board of work to be there. Yes, it has worn out and few things and stuff like that, but the pyramids still exist.
Yes. Right.
Because at that time, it was real money that actually got them to be built.
Very true. Yes.
Anything that is made of this, formed because of this, is not durable.
Wow.
Why? Because from there, then all the currencies, okay, listen to me, all the currencies are now called fiat currencies. And I will try to explain in layman's terms so you can understand. Fiat currency simply means way back when they would say this is $100. They'll say this is $100, but there is gold or silver worth $100 that is in the reserve.
Right. Right. Okay.
So when I take my $100 and give to you, it's simply that I can't carry my $100 worth of gold to you.
Yes.
So it is put in a paper.
Yes.
So the paper then is nothing. Maybe. See, if you get this, you get what I'm about to say.
Yes, sir, get it.
Ah, I wish you were listening. See, whenever people hear stuff like this, they were expecting me to come here and say, I'm declaring money. I've done that. Now I want to teach you so you know the lies that you are being told. America is lying to you. Britain is lying to you. And Christians are running all over looking for this. Yet, no currents right now, just maybe two. One of it is really, really in the sticks, back in the sticks of countries. You know, countries that you can say, oh, what is this? You know? Where currency is backed by gold or silver. None, zero. That means this money is backed by mouth, words.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Okay. Do you understand what they have said? Even this inscription here says, in God we trust. They are hoping God will support it. I don't know if you are getting this. This is not some joke. This is reality. It has no value. Zero value. That's why tomorrow you wake up and say, where is it? It has gone down. It has gone up. It has gone down. It has gone up. Yeah. What is taking place? Because this is a paper.
Come on.
The only valuable thing is the seal. They put here to say it is authentic. But authentic means what? It's simply an authentic paper. It validates that this paper was given by the American government. That's it. No value inside.
Okay.
Oh. Okay. Wow. I see. They didn't get in this. Now, I want you to understand something before you... maybe get crazy and say, oh, what is he saying? You know, Adson of the Daily Show, a man called Adson of the Daily Show, was asked to investigate fiat currencies. And by when I say fiat currencies, I mean one again, currencies that are not backed by anything.
Right. Wow.
Any currency you know is not backed by anything.
Mm.
It's just the mouth of the Prime Minister, the Minister of Finance, and that's it. Done.
Right.
Wow.
Come on.
There is nothing behind this. Except faith.
Wow.
I think I need to go now. We're going to give you time to talk to us. But it's better for you to understand when we talk about money is coming. This thing is not backed by nothing. Zero. So Adson of the Daily Show in America was told, investigate the fiat currencies, meaning the currencies that are not backed by anything. They are just papers moving around. He investigated let me use the alphabet, all the currencies with letters that start with an A, B, C, going to Z. Yeah. And when he got to half of B, okay, that means all the currencies from A, all of them were done. They were no longer in existence.
Wow.
They always, America is on 95% done.
Wow.
So we are left with 5% for this dollar to never be used. This is the reason why they are now looking for digital currencies. Because they know this one cannot stay forever. But you are stupid enough to think it will stay forever. So Christians are still looking for this. Okay, now. You say, but prophet, they are not even adopting the Bitcoin. Yes, because they want to form their own. Remember, the idea is to control money. I like what Ford said. Ford said, if the people of this world understand the monetary and the banking systems of this world, they would wake up tomorrow and revolt.
Yes.
He said, if you understood the monetary system we use, you would revolt. Most people don't know that the Federal Reserve was simply done by six people. Six people went into a meeting and created a bill. And they were told to shut up and not say a word.
Wow.
It is in their memoirs. So it's not some conspiracy story. No, it is in the memoirs. And at that time when they did that, guess what? There were six. And those six people owned a quarter of the world's money. So that means the federal system was only created to do what? To control money. But whose money? Your money. Not their money. Okay, now.
There it is.
Just a few years ago, they were called to for Congress in America to discuss. And they were asked the question, who controls you? And they said, nobody. The government of America has no power to control the reserve. The Central Reserve, no power. They can control you, but you can't control them. If there is an investigation, you can't go there because there is no power to investigate them. Controlled by six people. When those six people realized now that their names were coming out, they formed it into a bureau. They made it into a bureau. And they were saying it is to control the richest men so that they do not take over the world. Yet the richest men are the ones writing it. Now, so I can see it. This time, if you are a Christian used to, fire is coming, money is coming, you will sleep. That's where your money sleeps as well. I'm talking right now. I wish you. And I'll open the floor for some people to ask questions that they want to ask. So we have, watch this. The biggest problem now we have is when Hudson began to look at these things, he realized from A to only half of B,
yes,
there were 600 currencies that were no longer in operation. So the idea is all the currencies that are fiat currencies, not backed by anything, they always die.
Wow.
They will die. Mm-hmm. This is the reason why they can go to a place like Zimbabwe where we have got a lot of elephants with tusks and stuff, you know, ivory. And they say, CITES is here. You can't sell anything. They go to Kenya. Tons and tons and tons, metric tons of locked billions that could be released and set the Africans free. And America went there and said, by the way, we have now something called CITES at the UN. UK, you are not allowed to sell your ivory. So we stored it. Africa is storing it. They just woke up one day and go like, yeah. It will encourage poaching. How come gold is not encouraging people stealing gold? Diamonds. It's not encouraging.
Yes.
But elephants that are already dead.
Yes.
If you just want to control something, maybe you don't want people to continue poaching. Ask Zimbabwe, how much do you have in metric tons of this thing, in tons of this thing, this ivory? They say, okay, we have this. You say, okay, now you wait there. That's it. Now we know this is what you have. So when you sell, we know this is the only thing you sell. No, don't. In fact, ban it. This is the truth. Maybe you don't know. African countries went out there and started banning ivory.
Money.
Why? That was money. They knew it. That this doesn't have money, but what you have is money. So if we wake up and Africa now has a lot of money, and we don't have a lot of money, we only have a paper, we are doomed. So while you're sitting there in your house, you are working for this, and you have no idea you are exchanging your value for paper with nothing. Oh, I know this. And your biggest problem is you are looking for a brand. Something with a name. To buy with money with nothing. So you never get to really buy the real money. You are actually buying nothing. Because this can't buy a lot.
Right.
I know you're not getting it. You'll get it in a few minutes. So now, the Federal Reserve Monetary System in America and Britain, the two countries, Britain and America, their Federal Reserve System, the system that controls the money, all right? They managed to do something very extraordinary. They said now the US dollar is the best currency. Federal currency for the world. That then means South Africa's reserve money depends on the US dollar.
Yes.
Right.
And the US dollar is rubbish.
Right.
There's nothing in there.
Right.
So the rules that regulate you are coming from America. So you can't do without America. And if you want to know the truth, America is not in the Bible.
Okay.
Oh, I know when you come from America, you hear all these kind of things. God loves America. He has a plan for America. I'm like, shut up, you know. Just relax.
Let's go.
No America whatsoever. With how big America is, it's not mentioned in the Bible.
Wow.
Not even by mistake. It's not there.
Wow.
It's only preachers in America that pretend it's in there somewhere. Yet that thing is controlling the world. With money that from 1913 has lost 95% of value. Means as you see it here, it's $5.
Oh.
As you see this $100 note, it's really $5. And I want you to understand one thing. Governments never stop printing money. And when you print a lot of money, okay, I don't know how I can give you an example. Let me give you this as the money, as the pool. That's your currency. And this is your prizes are here, all right? Maybe your prizes for whatever. So when you increase this, imagine this was a sponge and this was a pool. When you increase water, the sponge soaks in more water and expands in order to accommodate more water. So prices increase not because they want to increase, but because the government prints money. Now, you didn't get it. It's not the quality of a thing that has improved. It is simply because governments have the capacity to keep increasing money. But guess one thing you can't increase? Gold.
Right.
You can't print more silver.
Yeah.
You see now?
Yeah.
Maybe some people don't get it. Let me explain some few things. So when we're talking about currency, number one, it is durable. Number two, it is portable. That means you can move around with it. Okay? Then durable, why? Because the same gold in Egypt then is the same gold here. Yes, it might have changed into an earring. Mm-hmm. Changed into a button, but it's still the same thing. I don't know if you are getting this. Now you are being shown what the real money is.
Yeah.
Now, even if this wasn't pegged to the gold in the bullion, let's say it was, which is not, trust me, it's worth 0 cents.
Yeah.
Wow. Let's say it was pegged on something. It is still going to be a store of value. That means if, let's say this was real, and it is real to the Americans and to people like you. It is real. This is the reason why my wife and I, we get a little bit of money, it turns into a building.
Come on. Mm. Yes.
Immediately.
Okay.
Even if you give me 2,000, I will send it bag of cement.
Yes.
Why? I'm trying to turn this fake thing fast before they notice me into real money.
Wow.
I'm not going to keep this. I don't know if you are getting what I'm trying to say. So if I'm going to tell you money is coming and then this one comes and you confuse it for money. I know you're not getting it. So I said tonight I have to teach my people real stuff. Real money. You'll get it in a few minutes. Now I understand some of you want to get this immediately and buy yourself a house. You're stupid. Because if you buy yourself a house or build a house, you are still in expenses. That's a liability. Anytime you buy a house, you are stupid. The best thing is to rent. Rich people rent. They don't buy buildings. I bought a house because I was stupid.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, for example, my house costs over £2 million. But the reality is, if we are going to deal with, let me put some things into perspective. 2 million, right? Divided by, how much is rent nowadays? 2,000? 2,000 per month, right? Well, what is that?
Wow.
Huh? 1,000. So if you go to 1,000, all right, that's crazy. Now, if you go to 1,000, let's say, so that means £2,000. If I say that was my rent per month, it gives me 1,000 months. I don't know if you're getting this. Mm-hmm. Nah. Yeah. Huh? It's 83 years. No, they said they didn't get it. So if the rapture is coming in 10 years, I'm stitched. I wasted money. And if by any chance I go to 100 years, I still wasted money. Because I'm over 40 now. If you put 80 something years, that's over 130 years, over 120 years. If I'm dying at 100, there are 20 years that I was supposed to live in that house, even renting.
Wow.
Amen. Amen.
Most people don't understand that £2,000 home cost me about £6,000 to £7,000 upkeep per month. Facts. Amen. If I was renting, my landlord would be responsible for some few things.
Yes,
a doorknob falls down, I call the landlord.
Yes, right.
Oh, wow. Boiler breaks, the landlord. Now it's all me. Maybe you didn't get it. You say, I gave you a big figure, but let's reduce. Let's come back to your figure. Maybe it's 300 what you are paying per month. In 10 months, you paid £3,000. That's it. In 10 years, you paid 30. In 20, 60. In 30, 90. And yet your house, average house in Britain is £275,000. Okay. Only people that believe they will live here, they'll be alive after 450 years. Are the only ones allowed to buy houses. No, I'm just doing simple mathematics, right? And remember, we believe we'll live forever if we can live forever.
Amen.
But just imagine, just simple mathematics will tell you it's stupid to buy a house. Simple mathematics. No, but just the peace of mind. Peace of mind from who? At your own house, the government can tell you if you have no, not vaccinated,
yes,
you can't come out.
Right.
Your own house becomes your own prison.
That you pay for.
Pay for prison.
I don't know if you're understanding this.
My house.
If you make noise at your own house, the police will come and say you're making noise for your neighbors.
Come on.
Your own house, it's not yours.
Come on.
If you die and you have no, hear this, this is a nice one. You have no next of kin, the government takes the house.
Come on.
If you have your child, right? If the Lord takes me tonight and the house is there, guess what? Sia will not get 70% of the house. The government takes 40%.
Right.
Automatic. Wow. For what? Did they pay anything? No, they didn't. It's called inheritance tax.
Yes.
They 40% of that house. So the only trick is when Sia gets to 18, 19, I put his name in there as part of the owners. So if I go to see that the owner is still there. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Do you get this? So when I go to a certain level, I realize my companies and some companies that I started, we have problems if anything happens to me, and I don't want to plan like that because I believe God.
Amen.
But at any given time when they change rules, they can simply say, you know what? This is your thing. So since you want to leave, da-da-da. No, I put my sons in there.
Yes.
Now all my companies, they are part of directors in there. Yes. Directors in there.
Amen.
In France, your five-year-old can be a director. In Britain, they need to be 17, 16. They can't just be. Yes. So if you die before that time and you live in, your son can't get nothing. Do you understand?
Yes.
This thing is done in such a way that only those who control money take your money. I know they're not getting it. I know they're not getting it. It's like, you're really not getting it. I'm trying to get them, but... Now just imagine that since World War II, all the countries. Central Reserve Monetary Policy is the one that is monitoring all your countries. So though your country doesn't like the Americans are controlling your money. Because the best currency is the US dollar. And the US dollar is not backed by anything. It's a fiat currency. So are you saying the fiat currency has no value? Long answer, no. Short answer, hell no. I don't know if you're getting this. So if then this is the store of value, your problem then becomes, where is the value? If money is a store of value, are you still flowing? If money is a store of value, then where is the money? Where is the value? If money is a store of value, where is the value?
Where is it?
That means the value then resides with you.
Okay.
Because this is fake.
Right.
Nothing.
The Bible says when money failed in Egypt, when money failed, that means money has been known to fail. But what can't fail is the value on me if I bestow value on me.
Yes.
Wow.
Come on.
See, now when I go to speak, let's say last time I was speaking in Zimbabwe, I decided to not charge. But when I speak, maybe at a company, companies call me to speak on principles, on teamwork and stuff like that. I do not get paid a salary because the salary is for broke people.
Yes, sir.
Oh, you didn't hear me? You know, everyone is on a salary. It's like, okay. I charge a fee.
Yep.
A fee is for rich people. A salary is for poor people.
Yes, sir.
I tell them, and what happens with the fees, it changes from time to time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A salary remains the same until the boss becomes merciful. So another company, I can say 200,000 for me to speak. Another company, I can say, normally we, how much do we do? 150,000 US dollars. That's what my minimum is. But that is not, remember, we're not talking about churches and preaching. I don't preach in other churches. I just chose not to do it now. I don't go, if you, so don't try to invite me. I'm not coming. Oh my God, we have hundreds of churches. I have not even preached there. Now I'm found in another person's church. No way. If you see me going to my son's church, it is because maybe they are opening this and they are doing this and we're already a family. So I can just go there, encourage people and come back to my... That's it. Not, oh, he is now in China. He is now in Bujumbura preaching for this brother. No, I'm not doing that anymore. No, I'm not. I've got a calling and my people have not even seen me. They have seen me on video. Okay, so I better go to them, you know, and churches are increasing daily. And these churches that are increasing daily. Imagine going to Ouagadougou and we have a branch there and they hear I'm preaching for another brother, an apostle, and my church is there with their pastor going like our father is in town at another person's church. No, we're not doing that. So now, when we talk to companies, our meetings, what we do now is we are charging a fee. We are no longer charging. We no longer pay the salary.
Right.
Salary comes from the word salt.
Okay.
Because people were paid in salt.
Oh. Okay.
So when you hear people say you are worth your salt.
Yes.
And salt was traded more, even more than gold. It was worth more than gold. Do you see how salary started? They started well with a real currency called money. Real thing. That was salt. It was more expensive than gold. The only problem is salt could be used. But currents should be durable. But this is no longer durable. Since 1913, has lost 95% of its value. So currents has to be portable, durable. Are you getting this now?
Yes, sir.
And divisible, you know, it's divisible. Now, you can't carry a barrel of oil, but you can carry currency. Okay? Now, some people don't get it. Currency is a unit of exchange. Money is a store of value. So I'm storing value in this. Let's say it was worth what they say. I'm storing value in this. So if the value is on me, I need to make me valuable. What causes some of the people that I went to school with to charge $500 for an hour and I'm charging minimum $150,000? What is happening? And I will not go. Ricky can tell you. I will not go anywhere. If your money is not $150,000, we're not going. We're not moving. I don't know if you're getting this. And before we leave, we have at least 30%, I believe. Sometimes it's 50,000, sometimes it's 80,000. Before we leave. And when we arrive, you give us the rest before we do anything. Nothing will take place. And this is Prophet, very nice guy. I will not change. I'll be in there loving you with your company. But I will not leave. So the people are waiting, no? I was in a place in Zimbabwe somewhere, and they kept on calling me that, please come, please. Now there are people here. They've arrived. Some ministers have arrived. They are waiting for you. I said, no. I'm actually looking at a piece of land here. Until they said, oh, the conditions are now set. I said, okay, guys, let's go. Yes. And when we arrived, we had a story to tell. Why we delayed? Because there was a lion and a cheetah and a dinosaur and stuff like that. What causes my fee to be different to another person?
Right.
Is value I have created on me.
Yes.
So the value has to be stored in form of this when you give me. I don't know if you are getting this. So this is a store of value. So if you give me 20 pounds, you are telling me that's my value.
Let's go, sir.
If you give me $20 for my 1 hour, that's my value. So if right now you have a salary and you are being given $15 or 15 pounds an hour, that's your value. The whole hour you are working, you are worth $15. It's like somebody just stopped your life from existing for 30 days for $1,000.
Wow.
That's it. That's all you're worth. Now, if you have $1,000 per year, you earn $12,000. That means in 12 months, you are worth $12,000.
Wow.
That's the same as kidnapping a person. And after 12 months, you go like, yeah, don't report to the police. Yes, 12,000. Go.
Wow. Wow.
Wow.
Wow.
And every time you'll be in there, what is the biggest thing that doesn't move when you're working? Time. Because the company is actually paying you for your time you are selling. So the value on you is time. But what they have is a paper. Printed. That does not stop getting printed. That value doesn't change. This one, value changes.
Yes.
But your value doesn't change.
Right.
Yet when they store it in here, they store it in something that changes.
Right.
Mm. No, I don't know if they're getting this. I'm about to finish. No, I can see. I came for people who are willing to be told, I prophesy money to you. They're like, yay, which one? I don't know if you're getting what I'm trying to say. Some people are getting it. Some people will take. Now, I don't know if you're getting this now. So money is simply a transportation tool to move wealth from one area to the other. It's a transportation tool. Are you getting this?
Sir.
Are you getting this?
Yes, sir.
Now, if money is a transportation tool, there is a problem here that I want you to look at. What I've been giving you are keys of the kingdom.
Okay.
And keys of monetary systems in a few minutes. But in the kingdom is controlled by two things, keys and mysteries. A key can open up an avenue to a mystery. Let me show you something. Let me show you something. Let me show you something. Deuteronomy 29:29. Deuteronomy 29:29. So we make movements in the spirit based on two things. Deuteronomy 29:29.
Secret things belong unto the Lord.
The secret things belong unto the Lord.
Yes. Our God. But those things which are revealed belong unto us and unto our children.
You see? Number one thing that controls the systems of the realm of money is secrets. A person with secrets has more power than a person with none.
Yes, sir.
All these things that I just said, they're very simple stuff, but most of you didn't know.
Yes, sir.
This thing here, nothing, zero. Even if you grab the pound, it is nothing backing it. It used to be strong in the sense that there was gold in the bullion that was represented by the money you were holding. But no, they no longer do it. Now the gold is turned into jewelry, chains, and all the other things. They used to keep it. Let me explain to you. Gold is made when a supernova explodes.
Come on.
And check the probability of it exploding again. You realize when they exploded, boom, damn, gold is made. And that's it. It's not increasing. Let me just explain to you something that you might not know. How many have ever seen a football ground? Thank you so much. So take a whole football ground, flip it by its side. This is a football ground. Flip it on its side, and it forms a box. Right?
Yes, sir.
Football,
yes, sir.
100 meters. You go 100 or just above. And you flip it, and it makes a cube. That's all the gold in the world.
Wow.
I know you will not believe it, so I keep you like that. I wish you can just show a representation of it. If you had a representation of, just say all the gold in the world and put graphs. You see, we are just saying, let's do it on Google, and I don't even know where it's going to go to, and get to images and show them an image so they understand how scarce that substance is. So when it's scarce like that, it's not going to move. So if it's not going to move, the price is not going to be. And the price that is of gold in China is the same in Japan, is the same in Britain, is the same in America at the same time.
Wow.
Oh, you're not getting it.
We're getting it, sir.
Why? Because nobody's printing gold. You can make it.
Yes, sir.
You can create the color gold. But gold itself, you can't create it. So then it becomes something solid. But guess what we are doing? Let me just explain to you something. It will take you over 200 years. Over just about 184 years, I believe, to turn $1 into $2 in the bank.
Wow.
Now, I know you didn't get it.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. When you go back, you have minuses. Bank needs you to bank charges. They need you this and they need that. For it to just double in the bank. Now you know banks are not, and I know it, we own the bank once.
Yes, sir.
It's useless. There you have it. Look at that house and look at that. That's the only gold in the world. Look at that house first. All the gold in the world. If you put it next to the pyramids, that's it.
Wow.
since the creation of the world, that's all the gold that has been mined. Put it back because they need to know it. Are you getting it?
Yes, sir.
La jukabaye nenge kaba. Is it working?
Yes, sir.
Moving, sir.
There it is.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
Some people are getting it. Some people are not getting it. I don't know if you are getting it.
We're getting it, sir.
I want to show you something so that you get understand. I wish I could tell you something that. It's a very, very. Now, if we say to you, you know, a fifth of the US dollar, right? A fifth. Okay. A fifth of all US dollars ever made. Mm-hmm. Do you understand what it means, sir? A fifth of all the US dollars ever made on earth from the time they created the US dollar, a fifth was printed last year.
Wow.
No, I don't know if you are getting what I can understand. Some people are like, you know, I'm lost, I'm gone now, I don't know what you're saying, I'm just gone. They are printing more money than any other time. Because they know it's not money. They know you are the only one who thinks it's money. So when you are given your money, you buy from their shops.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You buy from their shops. Then you buy their toilet paper. Yes. You get into the house that they built. Use the water they supply to you. The electricity they give you. And then the charge you takes. Not just takes for the house, takes for yourself. You are charged for existing.
What?
They charge you. Your tax makes the road. And then they charge you another tax to walk on it.
That's right.
Yes.
I thought I owned the road.
Come on, we paid for it.
Yeah.
I don't know if you are.
Get it.
Some people are not getting it.
We are here, sir. Teach us.
All the billionaires that are in the world, or the millionaires that are in the world, on at least almost 50% of the world's money is in the hands of millionaires and billionaires. So that small group of people can organize and plan how you live life, you. Because the moment you come up like them, now they don't have a garden boy anymore. The moment you go up, they don't have a driver anymore.
That's right.
If these secrets are then given to you, now you say, man of God, but what about the education I went to? Your education is obsolete.
Yeah.
It's stupid.
Yeah.
Right. I wish I can tell you stuff.
Wow.
The reason I went to university and my wife went to university and some people went to university that we know of, is so that we can just tell them, hey, look, we did it, what you did. That's it. That's it. What am I learning from whatever? I'm going to learn nothing. I was talking to my sons just a few minutes ago. I'm applying to Harvard University to go and actually do a degree somewhere. Now watch this. And I'm going to do physical attendance in some attendance and stuff like that. But the reality is, in my doing that, am I going to learn anything? No.
Wow.
I know this for a fact.
Amen.
Governments are simply big companies.
Yes, sir.
Looking for employees. So they produce the education system so that you remain their worker. This is the reason why Zimbabwe is now dealing with what is called Education 5.0. When you say the government has actually realized that the education that they were providing or that the British colonialists provided was simply producing workers for governments.
Yeah.
So Education 5.0 now says work with your own hands. Do something that profits you. Trust me. Do you honestly think a government with people that are lecturers in Britain, they are lecturers, accountant. Do you think that teacher doesn't want to be an accountant?
What?
He wants to be rich. How come he teaches accountants that will make more money than him and he's still there? Because the intention wasn't to get you to go and work somewhere. The intention was for you to work in the government.
What?
Then you complain that government salaries are low. Our former president called Mugabe in Zimbabwe once said something very important. The teachers had called him, you know, they were protesting. So they called him to speak to them. He was, you know, they were protesting, you know, like more salaries. So he used to be a teacher. So he went to the front and they were saying, the president is addressing us. Gives us, how can you give us low salaries like this? He said, I love you all and I just want to tell you, I don't blame you for doing what you're doing. I was a teacher. There is no money there. So everyone began, you know, they started laughing, you know. You go there angry. Then you go there and you see the guy that is supposed to tell you that we're increasing your salary. I'm like, no, I used to be a teacher. This thing, there's no money. There's no money in this profession. What is this value? I don't know how I can explain to you. That as a person, you have intrinsic value. That means value embedded in you. This has no intrinsic value. There's nothing. Except that the government of America said, it is okay. It is value is $100. Right. And they are laughing and rolling. They are rolling in their sleep, laughing at you for believing their lies.
Wow.
So right now, the average person, especially if you're coming from Africa and you come from all these people, the moment you see us, we cause a problem too. We created chaos because every time they see us, we have bought a Lamborghini, a Ferrari,
right,
and broke people now go and look for a Ferrari. If I buy a Mercedes Benz, they look for a Mercedes Benz. No, they didn't.
Come on.
They didn't get that. So your lack of reality is, since I have bought, let's say, a Ferrari, you don't research what type of Ferrari has been bought.
Yeah, okay.
I have bought a car that stores value,
okay,
more than the dollar.
Right.
In your head, I'm wasting money. Then when they said there is a New York hippodrome that needs to be bought, and BB Angel says, okay, let's sell that core Ferrari. Let's sell this thing. Now it is more valuable than the way it was bought. Oh, just a little bit lower than that money. But if that money had stayed in the bank, would have lost enough, a lot. So when you think we are being wasteful and extravagant, no. We are storing value. That's why when it's bought, you never see it everywhere. It's not driven everywhere. Oh, where am I going? Oh, I'm going to shop. I'm going Asda, Walmart, drive. Where are we going now? Baker, drive. No. It's a measure of value. And we are storing value in it.
Amen.
That house, we are storing value.
Yes.
The moment we feel we have a need that is over 2 million, we say, get rid of that property and get rid of that property. What is it? They were storing
value. Wow.
Most of our properties don't have even anybody renting them. In fact, all of them. It would rather sit there and nobody touches it. Why, if I put somebody to rent in there, they'll mess up walls, they'll mess up this, because all my properties are simply
money storage.
Real money. And real money is not this. Real money is my sweat. What I put in it is the real sweat. That's exactly what it is. Imagine where you are sitting there. You are worth over 40 million according to human calculations. That if you sell your nails, your bones, and your skin, all of you, just research it, please. Just say, if you are going to sell all your body parts, how much will you make? Please research it. Just go on Google and research it and show these people.
Yes, sir.
I'm talking. Trust me. Shale kavunieni kayatai. Poren greta gule and valu falise de vaika. Hey!
Hey!
I wish you were here.
Hey.
Have you found it?
Yes.
Are you finding it?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I found it, then that's good. How much? How much are we with?
According to the widely used, someone had to find credit for figures. A heart is worth about $1 million in US. A liver comes in.
What about all of it?
$45 million.
$45 million.
Wow.
Now, you don't have to die to be worth that. That means right now where you are, according to human calculations, you have apparatus and tools and body parts worth $45 million. Oh, you're not getting. See, they're not getting. Please, if you can have that screenshot so that they can see it. Remember, I'm just saying things and I say research on your own and then give them. There is not. We don't have. Remember, I don't come here with notes and try to. No.
Yes, sir.
I can have guidelines of what I want to say. Well, just imagine if you're worth $45 million where you are. You don't need to die. You don't need to sell anything to be worth that. My car doesn't need to be wheels this side and sell it for it. No, just there as it is. You can say that the value is there. So the value of $45 million. And yet, now let's bring out your calculation, Tasson. So let's say your salary is $1,500, right? If you could harvest every organ, do you see it, guys?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
If you see it, wave your hand so I can see. Thank you so much. They see it. Hallelujah. People see. If you could harvest every organ and chemical in your body, you could make a $45 million, but you'll be dead, though. Honestly, someone said you could make. How you want to make this? But reality medical transcripts estimates the average price of a human dead body is more likely to fetch around $550,000 with a few keyboard parts driving up the price. But if you could do every part, $45 million. But let's say you ignore other parts and maybe the other parts are not usable and just a dead body, it's worth $550,000.
Wow.
Now let's use $1,500, okay? Okay? Times 12.
18,000.
18,000 times 100 years.
That's 1.8 million.
So you will die before discovering your worth.
Yes.
Okay, let's say it's $5,000 you earn per month. 5,000 times 12. Then times 100. Ha. Mm-hmm.
$6 million.
Yes, so if we do 10, that means it's now $12 million. If you do 20, that's $24 million. Am I talking to you?
Yes, sir.
If we do 25, that's about 36 million. That means even if we give you $25,000 a month, you die before you accomplish your purpose, before you get to the value you are worth.
Hey.
Simply because you are failing to put value in this thing here. As men, we know how to measure value. I know women also know, but let me talk about something that I have been for a long time. I've been a man for over 40 years, so I can talk. I've got experience.
Amen.
When men are trying to woo a girl into submission, into the issue of I love you, love me back, we always look for the best that we are not worth to get. Okay. I'm not talking about monetary funds here. All right?
Yes, sir.
I'm talking about reality of just saying, okay, this is my face, and that's the face of the person I love. What we are looking for is somebody that everyone is failing to get if we could have that chance. And if I don't know any information of anybody trying to get that person, I should look at them and go like, if at all this person was in the world and people had been told, look at these girls, they would also go for this one. So I'm looking for something that is of higher value. Even if I don't have proof that people would run after it. Of higher value. Right? Women normally look for potential. But potential is very deceiving because some people can have 27 years of trying to have potential. You know, you can get married to someone who is saying, I love him for the potential. But the potential is not turning into reality. It's just potential forever. Here it is. This is potential. Since 1913. It has been losing potential. 95%. It's been losing potential. And guess what? People are killing each other for this. But imagine if you go for what is real, real gold. I'm not talking about real gold as solid gold. I'm talking about whatever value you have. Have you ever seen people who enter a room and just something about them, like myself? Anyway, it's another story. preach, prophet, preach. So, immediately, you can sense something of value has entered.
Yes.
Okay.
People don't need to tell you where their house is. You just feel it. You know, Sia is a young boy. But if you see him walk there, he walks with command. Now, what has happened to his age? There is something that instilled value into him that when he goes on stage, he knows his value. You can argue with, oh, he's young. Oh, this young man. The reality is he will never... No. There is no mock attack in him. Why? Because now value is entered and told him he's something else. This is the reason why we preach the message, we are not human. What am I trying to do? Instill value into you. That if somebody says, come work for me for $2 an hour, you go like, I will starve.
Oh, thank you.
You didn't hear what I'm saying. So even on your social media, if all you are going to show people, see, I'm going there.
Let's go.
If all you are going to show people are your biceps and six-pack, and that's your value. Your value is simply saying, I'm very good at lifting iron. How can that be a value? So lifting iron is the whole value you have. Wait until you are 30, 40, 50. And then start seeing where the muscle goes. That's when you realize it wasn't value. It was stupidity.
Wow.
Treadmill was going to be better.
Wow.
It gets your heart okay. Mm-hmm. You know? Imagine that's exactly what the world is. And look at what we have. We have also people that expose their bodies on social media. Just so that someone presses like. I don't know where you stay. As long as there is a like, I like likes. It got worse to the point people were now dying and committing suicide because of likes.
Yes.
That Facebook, Instagram created a law and a rule that you are the only one now who is able to see your likes. In some countries, especially America, they are removing likes.
Yes.
Even in Britain, they are limiting likes. If they see you getting 4,000, they can just remove 2,000. People online showing live as people are going like, and Instagram would pull them,
that's right,
remove them. So you can have 10,000 likes and Instagram in the backdrop would be removing. So that you don't have too much. So that people can feel happy. Just because of likes.
Oh, gosh.
Imagine if what you're showing is a whole leg with no clothes and somebody presses like and you go like, yeah, they liked it. No, they liked your nakedness. They didn't like you. They liked what you showed them. They, that flesh you showed them is what they like. You, they know you're a prostitute. They just like this thing here.
Come on.
That's why real men marry wives and play around with prostitutes. What is value intrinsic inside to the extent that somebody has got an imaginative, has got plays with imagination, that if I take this woman, if I take this man to their house and they start removing, something inside there would appeal to my senses. Mm-hmm. Not this already out.
Mm. Wow.
Value.
Wow.
Sure. I don't remember whether it was Miles Monroe who talks about another guy who had it's actually, I think it is, no, it's Muhammad Ali's daughter. I was wrong there. Muhammad Ali's daughter who came out wearing all skimpy outfits and stuff like that. And he didn't shout. He said, come here. There is a reason why oil is in the ground. Gold, deep down. Diamonds, deep down. It's of value. Scent is everywhere. Nobody's buying it. Said, if you then take your diamonds and you show the world, you take your gold and show the world, what is it? I was moving in Dubai. I think it was with UJ and some guys and moving in Dubai. As we moved like this, there was this guy who was hugging, maybe it's his wife or his prostitute, whatever it was. You understand this? I don't know what you call this. Done like with crochet, you know, the this kind of lacy kind of thing.
Fishnet.
Fishnet. I'm telling you. Listen, you helped us. We don't know what that was. Fishnet. You heard it. And in there, the undergarment just right there.
Yep.
She's moving like this. And I'm thinking, wait a minute. Can that be your wife? And can this woman actually think you're going to marry her, showing your butt to everyone like this? And then you go home and go, yeah, this is my wife. No, it's our wife.
Wow.
Hey. This woman is up for donations. Value has already been lost. Because the thing that is valuable on you, number one, is a character we can't see. Number two, is the body you are covering. Because that's where intimacy and romance is going to work. And your mind, that's where I feel you as you. But your mind is everywhere. I don't know if you're getting this. So the idea of money coming to you.
Yes.
I'm about to start it now.
Go.
So number one, the kingdom money is obtained by secrets. And these are the secrets we are sharing.
Wow.
Number one, what was the secret I gave you? You increase your value. When you increase your value, more money will come to authenticate that value. Oh my God. If you have a scale, you know, can we have scales? Just a scale with meat and weights. Meat on one side and weights on the other. Or whatever. 1 kg, 1 kg. Whatever it is. Just put it up there. So I can use that. And you'll be like, what's happening? You know? No, I mean on the picture. Yeah, pictures. I'm sorry because the things that I speak, they come to me and demand to be spoken.
Hallelujah.
So sometimes we take time because they are also hearing me say it for the first time and they are trying to find it. And I don't even know whether they're going to find the real, the good picture that I like or just a picture. So, money is the store of what? Of wealth. Wealth is value. So when I give him, let's say this, right? If I give him $100, what he is giving me is the hours that he had to spend with me in an office. So he has taken $100 not for free, not because he works here, not because he works for your company, not because he works for Apple, no, but because he gave Apple, the company he works for, 40 hours. All right, yeah, that's a good one. Now, you see those blue, let's say all of them are 2.5 kgs. The red are 2.5 kgs. The blue is 2.5 kgs. Are you getting this?
Yes, sir.
If you are there, just wave your hand because I can't hear you guys. The speaker is nobody hearing nothing. Now, if I take one of those blue, the smaller blue one, which is a half one, put in there, that means it becomes 3 kgs to the on the blues. And what happens to the reds? It goes up. Remember, it's 2.5, and now this one is now 3 kgs. So what happens to the reds? They go up. But forget it. Let's keep it exactly as they are. 2.5 kgs to the red, 2.5 kgs on the blue. Please don't get too confused like, my God, mathematics, Jesus Christ, is nothing. I was like you before. You are in safe hands. Anytime I had 2.5, why point? What happened with point? Why not just say 1 kg? Okay, I'm going to reduce this to 1 kg, okay? The reds is 1 kg. The blue, 1 kg, okay?
Got it.
Now, I want to ask a question. If I remove the reds, how many kgs are in the blue?
One.
You see 1 kg, right?
Yeah.
If I take the reds back, how many kgs are there?
One.
But the reds, when I remove them and they are on the ground, what happens to the scale? It goes up. But how? What is the weight of the reds that are on the ground? It's the 1 kg, right?
Wow.
Now, what that means is, if we put you as a red, and we put those blue as weight, you are the red, and you are balancing. That means you are worth 1 kg. But if I remove you from that scale, you are still 1 kg. But you can never be validated until I put you in the scale. And those blue verify that you are 1 kg. Now, are you getting this? So money only comes, hear this now. Money only comes to authenticate your value. Oh, you're not getting it. So money is a measurement of value.
Come on.
Yes, sir.
If you do not have this, people will think, the perception will be, you are worth nothing.
Yeah.
So when you want to really increase your money, you increase your value. Since money measures value.
Come on.
Wow.
So I get my time, consolidate all the hours I have, and create a moment where I increase value. And then money comes and say, hello, sir, how much are you? Now, the reason why people fail when they end this lottery people that failed, there are some, a few ones that managed to do it. One guy in Ipswich got about 3 million, I believe. 3 million. Within a few months, he was on zero. He was now doing a garbage collection. He was a garbage collector.
That's right.
And got about over £1 million. And then 2 weeks later, he bought a whole field. In fact, not bought, rented a field. And him and his friends bought cars, and they would be every day driving, ramming into each other. 6 months later, he was back. Garbage collection. What happened? What happened is not because he is somebody who failed to work his money out. That happened, but that wasn't the disease. The disease was behind it. He had no value. So money came trying to authenticate his value. Money failed to find value. Money ran away. So when money come to you and you have no value, money will run. Because money is simply there to measure your value. Let me tell you something. There are people around me that I give money to. But I give money to them because money measures value. I don't know if you're getting this.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
So the way they increase value around me, I just go like, oh, here's money. They go, is it mine? Yes, it's yours. Huh? For what? Just because I care. Are you sure? It's okay. Yes, it's okay. Then when they reduce their value around me, it's not my mind that goes like, I'm not giving them money. I'll not do it again. No. It just doesn't happen. Money doesn't want to do it.
Wow.
Wow. No, no, no. I don't know if you are getting this.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
One time, Sia, I gave him a certain amount. I don't want to tell you how much. I gave him a certain amount. He's like, dude, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. As he was walking, I put another amount. He said, thank you. Again, he went to bed. I put another amount.
Right.
Why? There was something that he had done, not in that day, not 2 days before that, but it came to me.
Yeah.
And wow. I said, no, he needs to feel this. There's a feeling that he needs for this.
Wow.
What, do you understand that? Now, value is what? Expanding itself. And when value expands itself, it even gets to my heart. And my heart tells me the only way to appreciate value is to send a thing that validates value. Because I can hug him and tell him, I love you so much. I told you before, imagine your husband just wakes up and says, I love you. Oh, I love you. A pop in a guava tree. You know? Don't use those lyrics. They don't work. Now, you know, all this kind of nonsense that you say and the person loves you so much. And then the following day, rent is not paid.
Right.
So the landlord was, you say, oh, I love you. After 2 days, there is no food in the house. Oh, I love you so much. You end up going like, okay, don't love me like this. We need rent paid, food here, electricity. Why? Because there should be a measurement of value. Things that come to authenticate who you are. Oh, I know you're not getting me. Are you getting me or you've gone home?
We're getting you, sir.
Are you getting me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I'm really not a sharp prop, not a sharp, sharp prophet. I am sharp a little bit, but not that sharp in the sense that on this subject. If a man can keep you for 2 years without marrying you, he doesn't love you.
Yes, sir.
I've said it.
Yes, sir.
Because what stops you from just giving a ring?
Mm-hmm.
You already sleep together. And some of you even stay together. So what you are lacking is, we are married now, okay? Okay, bye. I'm going there. You're married. Okay. It's a word.
Yeah.
Why are you afraid of that word? If you really love a person, why is that word so complicated to speak? So something in you is fake. You are failing to authenticate value. So it's either the man has no value in order to marry a valuable person like you, or you don't have value, that's why you remain there.
Ooh. Wow.
So your biggest problem is, he doesn't even give me any money. Of course. You won't. You have no value.
Of course.
Because money comes to measure value. And there is no value he has found. Except sleep with you.
Jesus.
And he doesn't even need to beg you. You do it for free. You actually want to. So you're not even being used. So since it's free, a prostitute then is better. Because a prostitute charges. Because somehow a prostitute realizes, I'm worth something for this act. You don't even see that value.
Yes,
I'm not talking about men and women here. You're missing it. I'm dealing with every area of life. A prostitute knows whatever the price we charge is for what? For the act we're about to do. You stay with him and say, you know, we just love you. He's just my lover. No, he's not. You're a prostitute who is stupid. You're not being paid. And you can't be paid because there is no value in the thing you're saving.
Oh my gosh.
Because he's also telling you he's also enjoying it. So you better give him money. Oh, yeah, you're waking up. Some people are here. And I don't see a lot of amens there. Again, you know, you don't need to be a prophet. You can just say, stop. Let's go on the screens here and see the people who are doing it. You can tell them, that one, just by the amens. Value is simple. Oh, man of God, I have not been promoted the whole of my life. I have not been promoted. These people are not promoting me. Yes, you have no value.
Oh, Jesus.
Listen to me. Let me tell you the truth. People are fired for their similarities. If you are similar to another person, to 100 in a company, there is no reason why we should keep you.
That's right.
You are only paid for your difference. What is the different thing you can offer that we can increase the money to store your value?
Amen.
If I say $20 is what you are worth and I give you $100, that means it's times 5. What that means is you are worth what? Let's get to the Bible and see Herod. He took John the Baptist, wanted to kill him. And the daughter danced, said, if you dance, I'll give you anything you want. So the value of the dance was an open check. For whatever reason. And guess what? John had failed to keep his value. John the Baptist lowered his value. So we are going to deal with the lower value of John the Baptist. Why? Because John himself was simply a Baptist, so to speak.
Yes.
That was his calling.
Yes.
Along the river. And then he started to do marriage counseling.
Whoa.
When he was supposed to be along the river.
Whoa.
And then he touched the wrong marriage.
Whoa.
Herod's marriage. And he was captured, put in jail. As he was in jail, Salom, the daughter, danced. He's even a stepdaughter, danced. Danced, said, oh, yeah. Because you dance, say anything you want in the kingdom, I'll give it to you. He said, the kingdom had over 5 countries. Said, I give you half of my kingdom if you want it. She said, I want the head of John the Baptist. That means John the Baptist was better than 2.5 countries. Even at his lower value of leaving his calling as a prophet and going for marriage counseling, he was still worth more than 2.5 countries. One man. Why would Jesus die for the whole world? Value in him.
Amen.
Wow.
The Bible actually tells us in the book of Romans that it is possible for a man to die for another man. So it means it is not difficult for a man to die for another man. How is it that dying for the world, he did it.
Mm-hmm.
His value was greater. What value are you giving the world?
Wow.
Remember, this is no longer a store of wealth. It's a store of trust. Whatever they say there is what it is. Mm-hmm. And you can wake up one day and it has gone down. No, you can wake up and think, yeah, I've got $100. And that $100 is now able to pay just buy a few nonsensical things. When we came into Britain, let me give you a story. When we came into Britain, a flower, 2 kgs of flour was 15 cents. 15p.
Wow.
Yeah. 2 kgs of flour, 15p. And a tin of beans was like 4 cents or 5p. 5p. Fuel was like 50p. And then bread was like 15, 12 cents, 12p. Bread. What happened? Is it Britain just got... No. Value.
Right.
It's not the value of bread that went down.
Mm-mm.
Where we store the value.
Mm.
Went down. The government printed more notes. And then the prices in there had to expand to suck up the excess currents.
Wow. Right.
So then inflation happened. And let me tell you something. There is not one country that is opposing the trend. If you have a fiat currency, your economy is going down. And things are getting expensive. That's just economics. So you want to run away from there. You increase your wealth. You increase your value. Value can be a mental thing that you just start, I'm born of God.
Born of God.
I'm born of God. I'm a child of God. That valley you can't do nothing to. Jesus did not die for you to be broke.
Yes, sir.
He didn't die for you to be begging. That's intrinsic value. You were born with that value. Yes. And then when you got born again, you increased that value.
Yes.
Amen.
But do you tell yourself that every day? I go in front of a mirror and just have a mirror session and go, I'm a biggie. I'm big. So when I come out and say I'm big, guess what? People say it's pride. You think you're big. I don't think so. I know so.
Amen.
And I'm not just relying on my money. No. Because money is fungible. Money is movable, rather. You can move from this, rather, da, da, da. You can move here, up and down. But I'm talking about the reality of money in me, the real money.
Amen.
When you see me go on top of a chair and go, major, that's me knowing my value.
Yes. Hallelujah.
You're seeing somebody knowing his value. I don't know if you're getting this.
Bring it on, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
You can put your photo here and put my photo here. I can look at you and go like, this man is handsome. I will tell myself I'm more handsome than you.
Amen.
Oh, you might say I'll be lying to myself. No, I'll be convincing me. In my world here, there is only one lane and nobody can overtake me there. I'm walking alone here. So in my world, I'm the best there is. The more handsome there is, the richest there is. I'm not moving from there.
Come on.
And if you know anything about prophecy, confidence, or what we call Godfidence, is the main ingredient. Because God will tell you that person is called Peter, and you go there, and when you're about to mention it, God leaves. You can actually feel that I'm now left alone.
Right.
Wow. Now you are left alone to the point that if you say Peter, and the man is John. God doesn't come to tell you how to run away from that problem. You go to him like, yeah, I'm seeing something like Pete. He says, Pete. Who is Pete? I remember one guy on TV. I don't want to say the name. But live TV, on God TV, they had a live program of him doing prophecies. He's a big man in America. So he went to one person, at one lady, and said, I'm seeing three sons. God said, you've got three children. The white lady just went like this. So the man started talking. This is what God is telling me. Three children. I saw three children. All of them are boys. She said, yeah, I have two sons. You don't have three? He said, two sons. Is your husband with you? He said, yes. That's another one. I'm like okay, that's all right. I mean, the spirit, this guy is a boy, he's a child of the lady, who knows. So our biggest problem is right now, as you're hearing me now, you are just thinking, I'm gonna make money, I'm gonna make cash is coming to me. Man is coming. But here is the problem. Our God is not a God of addition. He's a God of multiplication. I'm getting that.
Whoa.
Wow.
1 Timothy 4:13. I want you to see something. 1 Timothy 4:13. 1 Timothy 4:13.
Hallelujah.
1
Timothy 4, verse 13.
Mm-hmm.
Till I come,
mm-hmm.
give attendance to reading.
Give attendance to reading.
To exhortation.
Uh-huh.
To doctrine.
Mm.
Verse 14.
Uh-huh.
Neglect not the gift that is in thee.
Notice here. It says, till I come. Don't neglect reading.
Come on.
Me, I don't care about school, me. I'm not talking about school like education that you say. Reading this word.
Come on.
Say, till I come back, don't neglect reading.
Come on.
Jesus gave an instruction that till I come, it's not a wish. It's not like, it's all right if you don't find time. No, give full attendance to reading. Read the word till I come. So the secrets of God, number one, are found in secrets. Secrets of prosperity. The realm of money is entered by people with the secrets. Number two, entered by people who read this word.
Come on.
2 Timothy 3:16. I want you to see it.
2 Timothy 3:16.
Mm-hmm.
All scripture is given by inspiration.
And I want you to see
God.
This. All scripture is given by what?
By inspiration
so
of God.
So since you are going to be reading, all scripture is given by?
Inspiration of God.
Mm-hmm.
And is profitable for
doctrine. And is profitable. Now hear this. All scripture, number one, is profitable. It will make you profit. Number one, all scripture, anyone you read, just open the scripture and go like, boom, profit.
Amen.
Uh-huh. Number two.
For reproof.
It is for reproof. Uh-huh.
For correction.
And for correction.
And for instruction.
And for instruction. Now you see it has got four purposes. What instruction? Let's go.
Instruction in righteousness.
In righteousness. Mm-hmm.
Verse 17.
Mm-hmm.
That the men of God. May
so that any person who worships God.
May be perfect.
You are perfect.
Thoroughly finished.
Thoroughly finished.
Unto all good works.
Unto all good works. When you read this scripture, things begin to change. But you see, for that to happen, there is something that you want to get into. And I just want to kind of take a few minutes of your time. Number one, and I'll say this. Number one, our God is a God of multiplication. Mm-hmm. Acts 20, verse number 34.
Sir.
That means, this is Paul. We have seen the third heaven. Let's read.
Acts 20, verse 34.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you yourselves know.
You yourselves know.
That these hands
have ministered unto my own necessity.
And
Paul says it this way, that number one, if you want to understand God, God is a God of multiplication, meaning to say whatever God does or says, it has to come onto something you're already holding.
Okay.
I wish I had people.
Come on.
Number one, I cannot multiply 0 by 200 and get 200.
Oh, wow.
0 by 200. Zero is the placeholder.
Come on.
Hey.
It's not quite a number. It's a digit, yes. But it's a placeholder.
Come on.
It is waiting until you find a real number.
Come on.
So if I have two times 20 million, 40 million. Zero times 200 million, zero.
Zero. Oh.
So if you have nothing in your hands, I can't use it.
Wow.
This is the reason why God requires giving.
Come on.
Giving is so that I can use whatever you have to multiply because I can't add.
Come on.
Ah, that's why it says, if you give, I'll give you 100-fold. What is it dealing with? Multiplication.
Right.
Never pluses. Multiplication. Accounts is all about plus. Most people don't know that accounts only deals with addition. You see, some people don't get it. Not multiplication. Accounts is addition. God is not an accountant.
Come on.
Wow.
God is a multiplier.
Come on.
So he says, I'll give you 30-fold, 100-fold, 60-fold. What is he doing? Multiplication. So whenever you have nothing in your hands, God can't use you. So Paul says, I realize God multiplies. So I worked with my own hands for my own necessity.
Come on.
Aquila and Priscilla were found at the marketplace by Paul. Paul was selling his own tents when he found them.
Oh, wow.
You have no job. You have nothing you are doing. You have not started any company. You are not even thinking of starting anything. Oh. All you are doing is my money is coming. You are lying. Coming to where? Even we say miracle money has to find itself in a bank account. If you don't have a bank account, you are stitched. If we say money in your pocket and your trousers have no pocket, you are dumb.
Come
nothing.
On.
You are dumb. You are stupid. You have to have somewhere where God can do something.
Thank
you. I'm just going to buy a Lamborghini. Where are you going to park it? I don't have a house. You're stupid. Rent a place. Let the thing get something. Do you have money for fuel? No, I don't. But I'm buying a car. I did that before. Bought a jet. Had not considered there is a pilot. There is even parking charges, renting charges, nothing. Jet. So I can move around when I have got a jet me. Jet. Yeah. Overnight, I bought two jets and I sat in my hotel room. They said, tomorrow morning you come and we deal with it. What are we going to do with this money? Then I started hearing all this cost. I didn't go there. I didn't go back. I was supposed to finish signing the following day. My phone changed fast. Till this day, I've not gone there. What nonsense is that? Just so that you can come out on some stupid paper going like, yeah, I have two jets. And people talk about it twice. Two jets. The next day, they say he stole the money. Someone like, no, he uses juju. He's a voodoo man. All these things change. And yet at home, you're the one paying. If we come to your social media and see the car you are leaning on and follow you home, will we find it parked?
Thanks.
Come on. The bedroom you show on social media is a hotel that someone who took your body for a ride gave you access to. And now you take photos in a hotel. And you post there. But if we follow you to your house, would we find it? So what you're putting value in is not valuable. So money will never come to you. Let me tell you something. Be complicated. Let me give you an example. Because I like to give examples of relationships, life we led when we were young, and stuff like that. Because that is something that gets to you. I know this. It's human interaction for relationships to happen. That's why my examples a lot deal with relationships. I tell of a story of how the whole school thought this girl was so beautiful, she would have become Miss High School at that time. And I'm now Uber Angel with my money. And I get to the airport, and this lady is trying to be funny and stuff like that. I didn't have a problem. People become funny anyway when they meet a rich person. Anyway, let's forget that. I always say the problem of a rich man is a poor man. I get there, and I'm looking at this lady. I feel sorry for her because she's the ugliest lady I had ever seen.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's the Bible says ugly people, beautiful people. It's just right there. I'm just following the Lord now. So when she's doing all this, I figured, no, this was the lady who was supposed to be Miss something.
Wow.
At the school I went to.
Wow.
My mind started reeling. What were we thinking?
Wow.
To say this is the most beautiful lady at that.
Wow.
Then I realized my eyes had not changed. My money had changed.
Oh. Oh. Oh.
No, I don't know. I've just said something. Some people are getting it now. Some people are getting it now. That's why you need to marry for your future. No, you didn't get that. You didn't get that. Otherwise, you get married, and then 15 years later, 20 years later, you realize, oh my God, my money can allow me to not be married to this ugly person. Man or female is the same. Marry for future. If you value, you can go there. Imagine looking at this woman. She had done me no wrong. She was telling me what I was supposed to bring in there. I hated what she was saying. But the reality is, I looked at her face and thought, she's not there. Really, this is not nice. She's not beautiful at all. Then something told me, this is the lady who was Miss something. I said, my God, what has changed? It wasn't her face. It wasn't that now she's mature. Now she's mature. She knows how to take care of herself. Now she has makeup on, everything. She did her makeup right. But my value had changed. So since my value had changed, she wasn't matching the value. I don't know if you're getting this.
Yes, sir.
Now Paul says it this way. Work with your own hands. Are you getting it?
Yeah.
2 Corinthians 4:12. So you see what Paul is saying? Multiplication. What happened with God? When the man was holding a staff, right? Moses was in the wilderness holding a staff. God asked as if he didn't know. What is it in your hand? What is that in your hand? Do you think God didn't know? He created the stick. He created Moses. He knew. He was trying to tell him a principle. I only use what you have.
Oh.
I keep telling you, giving is not about giving. It's about what do you have so I can use it. I only multiply what you have. That's all I can do. So when you give, you have a problem, you think I'm losing money. God is like, no, this is the same thing I'm using like a stick, Moses' head. What do you have in your hands? I have a stick. Drop it on the ground. I'll turn it into a snake. Moses, what you have? I want to bring mosquitoes and all these other insects in Egypt. He grabs a lump of soil. Says, I've got dust. Said, yes, throw it in the air. And it becomes what? Pests, insects, everywhere. What is really happening? God is saying, I can only use what you have.
Amen.
This is the reason why Moses needed a rock. Strike the rock and water will come out. Jesus comes. Jesus doesn't need a rock. He is the rock. And he produces the water of life himself. Do you see what I'm saying? Yeah. He's still the thing. He's still God needing something to use. What do you have in your hands? I can use it. And the average Christian, when they hear that now offering time is here, in their minds, oh, we're going again. This time Moses has taken the whole stick and put it down. Now the average Christian wants to take a leaf from that and throw it there. And say, change into a snake. God says, no problem. I'll just multiply it the same way I need to multiply. A great guy called John Avanzini, who was known and is still known for starting all this seed thing with Oral Roberts, starting all this thing. John Avanzini wrote a book, and in his book, he put a thing at the end. Anyone who gives a seed will receive a hundredfold if you send it to my ministry, but it should be the first time you give me a seed because of this book. People send $20, $10, and money came. You're talking about hundreds, over 700 people came in the following months and said, sir, we got a hundredfold. But guess what? They'd given $10, $20. Now, they were now sending 1,000 trying to get what? Hundredfold. He said, read the book. He said, the first time. Second, there is no guarantee. But people tested it. I remember in Ipswich, my brother, Evangelist Lee, can tell you this. I was with him and one of our people, these acquaintances, had that prophet angel was with him, you know, just passing by. Because I used to stay in Ipswich, you see. And I'm in the car, and we pass through this place, and this guy got in the car. He starts asking about the power of God, and he said, I need to go and take money from my bank. Just then prophet said, oh, you know, prophet does miracle money. I said, yeah, I just wanted to ask about miracle money, man. I need miracle money, but I don't believe it. So now when you are told you don't believe it and I'm there, you're actually just telling me I'm fake.
Oh.
So I just keep quiet. And he said, yeah, it happens in our church a lot. I said, okay, give me your bank account. How much do you have? He said, 18. He put the, and it's 18 pounds. I put the card there. I don't know how much came out. I don't know. I don't know how much the money that was in there. And guess what? He said, oh, it increased there. I said, okay. Take it out. He took the money out. It was 18 pounds. I even checked. You were checking with me. I said, we know. Miracle money works. I didn't believe that. Can you do it again? I said, once was enough. I literally asked him, how much do you want to see? He said it. Put there. I punched the number myself. There it appeared there. He took the money out. He now says, can it be at least 2,000? I said, no. What was taking place? Simple obedience. Obedience to the secrets. Reading the scriptures, meaning say instruction from scriptures is number two. Number three, have your own work, your own hands. Philippians 4:12. 2 Corinthians 4:12. I want you to quickly do this.
2 Corinthians 4:12.
Mm-hmm.
So then death worketh in us,
mm-hmm.
but life in you.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 13.
Mm-hmm.
We, having the same spirit of faith,
mm-hmm.
according as it is written,
mm-hmm.
I believed. therefore have I spoken.
So I just believe, I speak it. I believe whatever you, Paul said, I will do. Whatever you, but angel does, I'm going to do. Guess what? I listen to what you say. I'm going to have instruction. I will listen to the secrets. So the secrets are obtained by me just listening to somebody and following the secrets and go with it. The problem is you don't listen to the secrets. You think there is some conspiracy theory, some conspiracy going on behind the scenes. Every time when I had a preacher saying, yeah, now our tithing time, I just went like, oh, here we go again. And one time I actually wrote a book against tithing. And I got to like fourth chapter of opposing with scripture and scripture and scripture. I wanted to do eight chapters. When I get to the fifth chapter now, how the scriptures now I wanted to use were now opposing what I had written. And I was the one, oh my God, the boys that I would discuss the Bible with knew me as a proponent of not tithing. I would write it, it's in the Old Testament, everything. Then I met it. I started realizing the scriptures, tithing was mentioned before the law. And when it was mentioned before the law, it was a principle of faith. Then I'm getting the Hebrews, and then I realize Hebrews is here. Then I'm actually realizing when the new better covenant. Then I'm realizing faith, hope, love, these three, they will remain. So if they remain in faith, is the real thing that caused tithing before the law. So faith is not subject to covenants. It's subject. Tithe is not subject to covenant. Tithe is subject to faith. So if we remove faith here, we remove tithe. We don't remove Old Testament to remove tithe because it was there before the first covenant. Now I'm looking at it going like, wait a minute, man. I needed a verse that will crush even that point. So I wrote a chapter going that direction. Say, so many people get confused when they see this and they don't know that there are other scriptures that will authenticate that. I looked for that scripture. I could not find it, not even one. And I realized it is actually God who copied tithe. Well, they didn't get it. Abraham tithed. Jacob said, if you bless me, I'll tithe. God said, I'll put it in the law. God copied. Just imagine God getting so impressed by Moses, like with Abraham, like, Abraham, what did you just do? You said, tithe to... I need this law as well.
Come on.
When we do Leviticus, let's put this law. Imagine when you are so big, God can copy you. Aya. Oh, no. That's why God called him his friend. God said, this man is my friend. And to the extent where the Bible says, now, blessed be Abraham of God, possessor of heaven and earth. He wasn't talking himself, eh? He was talking of Abraham being the possessor of heaven and earth. To the extent that heaven to this day is called the bosom of Abraham.
Wow.
When you introduce new stuff in the kingdom that God himself didn't know. And God said, I like this principle. It will be in the law. I was the one against it. Wrote against it until I got into scripture and go like, wait a minute. Philippians 4:12, son.
Philippians 4:12. I know both how to be abased.
I know how to abase. He said, I'm now loaded with abilities. I know how to be low in money.
And I know how to abound.
And how to increase. He said, I know everything. I know all extremes. I can choose to be on zero. You know when Paul says that people don't know what this scripture means? It actually means I know how to lack. If I lack it, it's because I wanted to.
Wow. Come on.
Wow.
If I increase, it's because I wanted to increase. You know, there was a time where I said to my wife, we need a building for 1 million. And Pastor Ricky here, we're looking for a building for 1 million. One time we, Alan Sugar, who is doing the apprentice here, they were selling a building in London. So we went to view it. We sat down with the team for Alan Sugar. Alan Sugar doesn't care, you know. Alan Sugar just says whatever he wants. That's why I love him. No, when you say whatever you like, eh, you can be beaten for it. But if you are not going to be beaten, it's better to say whatever you like. Now, and we sat down. They thought we had a lot of money. They said our bidding was 2 million. Eh? They said 2 million. So we sat down and said, okay, we will give 10%, 200,000. And then we need 2 years to pay. At that time, my God, we're just thinking, this church, will it be able to pay? It was years ago. And they said, no. 2-3 years ago, we tried one for 3 million. They said, no. This year, we found one for 2 million, 3 million. It wasn't very many. Then we found one for 7.5 million. And I'm sitting with my wife like this, and she just said, who are you exactly to even talk about a house of God that you can't buy for 7 million? I said, okay, Pastor Ricky, tell them we can do 7.5. They said, oh, we already been offered. At the time we were dilly-dallying, there was somebody who had already offered them. But we were now ready to go to 7.5 million.
Come on.
It is a 1,000-seater. Not even a lot of seat. 1,000-seater. We're ready to go to 7 million. Mm. What changed? An increase, an awakening of value in our eyes.
Amen.
What are we doing? Why can't we just go for 7.5 million? Why are we waiting? We can go to 7.5 million. Why are we waiting? Why are we begging for 1 million? Why? All of you here, imagine even this missions week when we say we have gotten 400,000. We should even be talking about it. It should be 2 million, 3 million, 4 million. But guess what? We have people who just say, hey, 50 pounds is a lot of money. So they tell them 50 pounds, themselves 50 pounds is a lot of money. So nobody thinks I can give 200. I can give 100. I can give 2 million. I can give 2,000. Nobody. They'll just be like, yeah. Yeah. Zone is what again? Zone is 50 pounds. My God, I got in the zone. Guess what? Money is listening.
Yeah.
If the Bible says, and money failed in Egypt, if money could fail, it has abilities. So money can actually hear you talk. If trees could hear Jesus and answer, yet money comes from trees. That means money can hear you talk. That all I'm going to do is 50 pounds. If I do 50 pounds, I get in the zone. Money is listening. Money knows you are a 50-pound person. So only 50 pounds avails itself to you. Until one day you say, no, this missions week coming. God, I'm giving 5,000 the whole week.
Amen.
Listen to this. When you give that instruction to yourself, everything around you conspires with the universe. To hand you that money.
Amen.
But because you never... I want you right now where you are there. Raise your hand where you are. We are coming to where? To missions week now, right?
Yes.
The end of the month. I want you as you are speaking, 27, right? I want you right now for these minutes to say this is where my money is going to be tested. And you decree to yourself that if I was giving 50 pounds, I'm giving 1,000 this time. Imagine what will happen to you. When you are telling God, at this time, I'm going to give you 1,000. I'm going to give you 2,000. I'm going to give you 3,000. I know I was giving $20, but this time it will change. I don't care what you earn, might be 200. I'm not saying make a pledge that you stick to or you die. No. It's a faith measure. Where you tell yourself, as for me, this missions week, I'm on $5,000. How? I don't know, but I'll do it. And even when missions week comes, the first day you know I've got 200 now, and I thought I was going to give 15. Don't say I'll give 50 today. Give that 200 and expect tomorrow to have another one.
Hallelujah.
But where will I get it? That's where faith comes in.
Hallelujah.
We also having the same spirit of faith. I have spoken, therefore will I also speak. Same thing. Begin to decree it wherever you are. You know what you used to give for missions week. If you are never giving, say missions week I'm giving. Mahale gush gagales. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Yeah.
Now, you see, it's not you telling me, I'm going to give this amount this time. Sit down, guys. It's not you telling me that. It's you who told yourself. The problem why money doesn't come, you never push yourself anywhere. How can your faith be moved if you still believe that you're going to give the same thing you were giving? You can only push God when it comes to you handing something to him. Not when you say, I want to receive this for myself. God only gives it to you when he can get it through you.
Amen.
Hear this now. 2 Thessalonians 3, verse number 11, please. 2 Thessalonians. I want you to see this because this is very, very important. Mm-hmm.
2 Thessalonians 3,
verse 11.
Verse 11.
Mm-hmm.
For we hear that there are some which walk among you disorderly,
mm-hmm.
working not at all.
Ah, repeat it.
2 Thessalonians 3, verse
11. No, some people are not even listening to it. I can see this screen. No one is listening here. Read it very, very high.
It says 2 Thessalonians 3, mm-hmm. verse 11.
For we know, we hear this.
That there are some which walk among
you. There are some among you who are disorderly. What is disorderly?
Working not at all.
Jobless.
Hey.
But are
so according to the scripture, not having a job is working disorderly.
Hey.
Let me repeat this. If you do not have income, you are in a disorderly person. You have no order. Mm-hmm.
Working not at all.
I like
all.
What Bishop Oyedepo says. He says, money is only given to people who have services to offer. And if you have no services, you do not deserve money. It's what? That simple.
Mm.
I don't know why money is not coming to me. You have no services. See, there is the easier way to get a million, I'll tell you in one line. If you want 1 million, it's easy. Solve a $1 million problem. They didn't get it. The value of your problem that you're solving is the amount of money you get.
Man.
If you are getting $20, it's because you are only solving a $20 problem.
Come on.
If your monthly salary is $1,000, you are solving a $1,000 problem.
Mm.
This is why you get $1,000. Mm. Solve $1 million problems, you will get $1 million. The day you get paid $20,000 is because you have solved a $20,000 problem. Problem is you keep solving $2,000 problem. That's why you're getting that $2,000 of yours. And let's read. That we hear that there are those who walk disorderly. Uh-huh.
Working not at all.
Walking not at all.
But are busy bodies.
Are busy bodies. So if you don't have a job, you're a busy body. Mm-hmm.
Verse 12.
Mm-hmm.
Now them that are such...
These people who are not working at all...
We command...
We are now commanding them.
And exhort by our Lord Jesus Christ.
Mm, by Jesus.
That with quietness they work.
They what?
They work.
With quietness we are telling them, commanding them. We are not begging them. We command them to go and work.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
And eat their own bread.
Eat your own bread. Don't ask ours. That's the easier way the Bible is telling you. If you don't work, you should not eat. Let's go.
Verse 13. But ye, brethren,
mm-hmm.
be not weary in well-doing.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 14. And if any man obey not our word by this...
If any man continues to be jobless...
Know mm-hmm. that man...
Mark them.
And have no company with
them. Don't be friends with them.
That he may be ashamed.
That they may be ashamed. He's telling people in church, mark people with no jobs. Who are busy bodies. Why? Because our God multiplies. So if they have nothing that they are doing, God can't use that thing to multiply. So it will look like our God is useless. Whereas he has nothing to use for multiplication. So mark them. So the whole church knows these ones are the ones that will not be blessed. The way you are looking is like some people here have no job, no income. You can tell the way they're looking like,
thank you.
Finish preaching. No, repeat that, mark them.
Please. That's 2 Thessalonians
yes.
3, verse 14.
Yes.
And if any man obey not our word by this
if epistle, any man continues to be jobless and with no income.
Man, note that man.
Not that man. Put not means like this. What's your name, brother?
Like.
And your surname, where do you stay, by the way? What's your phone number? I mark you.
And have no company with
have
him.
Have no company with them. Don't let them be your friends.
That he may be ashamed.
The purpose, according to God, for you not to be friends with them, is so that they can move around on the edges of the church at the back door, using the back door, and they are sitting at the back. They say, who is that? Oh, is that brother with no job? So it's no job. Why? There are no jobs nowadays. Okay, what about income? There's nothing. Mark him. Bible says, don't be friends with him. Is he not a Christian? Read, you see he's a Christian.
Verse 15. Yet count him not as an enemy.
Don't count him as an enemy. You should. In other words, that scripture says, he is the equivalent of an enemy. But since he's a Christian, don't count him as an enemy.
Wow. Oh my goodness.
So the enemies of God are those who cannot prove, who can't be used by God to prove his sufficiency. Because I want to multiply people so people can say God is dangerous, he's good.
Oh my goodness.
But because there is nothing I can use in their hands, I'm now known as bad. That's why there are scriptures like, is my hand too short to deliver? God was looking at it. He had gotten bad press. He said, is my hand too short to deliver? I will make the whole sea to dry up until the fish stinketh for lack of water. I have that power. Our God is bigger. Bigger than Hare Krishna.
Come on.
With seven hands but too short to deliver.
Come on.
More than Buddha with a potty belly but hungry.
Come on.
People don't even know that Buddha didn't have a potty belly. The real Buddha had ribs coming out because it was because of fasting. Now they have a happy Buddha. Buddha was angry. Now, let's read the scriptures. A hungry man is an angry guy. I don't know if you're getting this now. There is a church in London here which had 11 members when we started knowing about it, 11 members. And the birthday of their pastor, they gave him a car worth over £100,000. 11 members. They were failing to grow. But those 11 members joined hands together to support their pastor. Gave him a car over 100,000. Churches with thousands, millions like ours would take years to build 100,000. Why? Because mentalities in their heads. When you give £50, you feel like, whoa. We did something. You did not. Until one day, your capacity to give, listen to me. Let me share with you. So I want you to write something. There is something that the Lord gave me that I think if it is still there, maybe it went, ran away. I don't know where. Somewhere. It ran away somewhere. There it is. Your level of command for whatever you need is a function of your spiritual depth.
Wow.
Maybe it's too much. The reason why you see me putting during the Healing Institute and say people come to the front or they go past my shadow and they start hearing, they start seeing, all these things that you see is because it's a function of my depth in the spirit. So I know my depth in the spirit. I can say walk past my shadow. We're talking about one of my sons in the Lord who left the ministry and went and started his own church. He traveled to another location and miracles didn't happen. He said, he was sitting with us with Pastor Simba. He said, my father, I need to know why are these things like this? I tried everything. Not one miracle. Not even. He said, not even. He said, I laid hands on the sick, laid hands on people. Not even one fell. I said, the falling is not the issue. He said, no healing took place. Since when I do maybe just some small sickness, yeah, but no actual healing. Your command, the level of your command is a function of your depth in the spirit. How deep are you? How deep are you? Are you getting this?
Yes, sir.
1 Thessalonians 4, verse number 11. quickly.
1 Thessalonians 4, verse 11.
Mm-hmm.
And that you study to be quiet.
Study to be quiet.
And to do your own business.
Mind your own business.
And to work with your own hands.
Work with your own hands. Number one, commanded. Mind your own business. You are into other people's business too much. Did you hear what happened? Did you hear? Yeah. Yeah. I was just standing like that. Then, did you hear? My cousin is the one who sent me this story. Imagine discussing, it's pathetic discussing about rich people when you're broke. One old man, 48 years old now, almost 50. UJ came out, Sia came out prophesying at 5. He started writing stories about him. Oh, this rubbish. It's like you are 48. This child is 5 years. That alone should have said to you, wait a minute, I think you're old. Too old to deal with 5-year-olds. But you see, his worth was too low. Lower than a 5-year-old. That while we are trying to feel, to make him not right about it, guess what? His mind knew that this 5-year-old is bigger than me. And in the flesh, he's older, but in everything, he's lower. In monetary, he's lower. In value as a person, he's lower. In spiritual value, he's lower. So he's writing about a champion who is 5-year-old. So to us, no, you can't. To him, his value is telling him, these are the stories to concentrate on. I don't know if you're getting what I'm trying to say. What value have you increased? And I can assure you, ladies and gentlemen, that if you are not married now and you are past your marriage age, it is because you have no value. If you had a value, another man would have come and scooped you off your feet. If you are a man and you're still not married, you have no value. No woman has actually found you to be valuable. Now I'm just waiting for the right person. No, you're waiting for the right value. And now the person who has come to you might be of a lower value. Now you accept anything now. I don't know if you are getting this now. So what you are failing to do is increase value. You don't need Gucci. No. You don't need LV to increase your value. Do you know you can just walk in a room, your silence, you being quiet, the way you handle yourself. People will say, who is this one? He's so quiet. He's so dignified. She's so quiet. Look at the clothes. They are dignified. Oh, no. Everything has to be seen because you want to see your shape has to be seen. By who? Who needs to see it? You. We need to see it. For what exactly? That's why I respect Muslims. I don't respect those Becker thing because I don't know what you're trying to do. So it confuses me a little bit. But I have been to Gucci, LV. You can tell you. People that I move with can tell you. Pastor Bevan can tell you. You find these Muslims with all these Becker's clothing like this, all these things. They will be shopping trousers, tights, and be like, where are you going to? Do you know where? They have communities of Muslims where they wear those things. When they walk into the world, they wear those things. So when you tell Muslims to remove those things, they know they remove them. It's only for you people. You see, they don't get it. Stilettos, everything, they wear them. They just wear them among other Muslims. When they get out there, they show you a different. Oh, these people are really, really being exploited. Muslims are not exploited when they wear that. They're covering their bodies. It's you Christian women that are being exploited. You're exposing your bodies in the name of freedom. Oh, I touched another place there. Who is really being abused? The person who is exposing their flesh and the person who is being told to cover it. Oh, but they cover everything and until the yes, but they are covering. While is they are covering? Do you think that's exploitation? Or you who is told a miniskirt is okay? Who is really being used? If you say a Muslim, you are mentally disturbed. And your moral value, you can check your moral value in this question. The moral value is very, you are suffering from moral decadence. It's going down. Because somebody who covers up their flesh, even if you don't like the fashion, is the one who is being protected. It's you who is being used. And they tell you, remove your eyebrows. Now, after removing your eyebrows, they say, draw them now. And you draw them. And this man has to love a person who is fake like that. Value. That when you remove your makeup, 95% of your beauty is gone. And you're a value. No way. No way. Get to a point where you're not fake. Let me tell you something. People will ignore what is thought to be the most beautiful, the most handsome man, to be attracted to somebody who is just calm, who's measured, knows where they are going, and they already know their plan. They have a game plan. They'll go for that because that's value. Companies will look for people with value. Beauty is okay. It's okay because it's God who creates it. Being handsome is okay because it's God who creates it. But value as a person, working with your own hands. Paul says, you know how I worked with my own hands. Let me show you one last one. Ephesians 4:28. I want you to see the instruction immediately.
Mm-hmm. Let him that stole.
Thieves.
Steal no more.
Steal no more. That's it. Imagine. Are you a thief? Stop. Stop. Stop stealing. What do you do?
But rather let him labor.
Labor. Go to work.
Working with
him. Even thieves are not told, come here, I'll pay for you. No. Stop stealing and go to work. If it is okay to instruct a thief to go to work, what about you? Have something God can use. Hold it in your hands and say, God. So every time we call for an offering or tithing, take it as an opportunity to say, God, this is what I have for you to multiply. So when that $20 you bring it, say, okay, if God is going to multiply it by two, I'm getting 40. But maybe if I put 100, I'm getting 100. So the point is, you give as a ritual. Instead of giving, knowing exactly that, this is a multiplication thing, game. So if I give 1,000, it will be multiplied. If I give 20, it will be multiplied. So I give knowing it's multiplication. So every time you hear offering time, you're hearing multiplication time. The mystery of the money is coming. The first thing you do, find something God can use. God uses what you have. And remember, it's based on mysteries. They are keys, then they are mysteries. This book is full of mysteries. It tells you how money moves from one area to the other supernaturally. This is the book that explains miracle money. But some of you have not even read it. Some of you just bought it and just read the first part. The money is coming. Oh, okay. Wow. Okay, good. Okay. Shame of lack. Okay, brilliant. You were broke last year when you did this. Broke this year when you did this. You're still broke. Nothing in you tells you, I think it's time to change. It's not the best way I'm living. This is not the life. Raise your hands, everybody. I pray that something is supplied to you. That you can work with that thing. To put before the Lord, for the Lord to multiply. And you work with your own hands. That God supplies that job, that place, that miracle, that thing you need. Lahuski bagales. God uses that thing in the name of Jesus. Just one thing you have. and say, I'm multiplying this. It can be just the job where you are working. It can be that small business you have started.
Yes.
It can be that loan that you were given by the company. That loan from the bank. That simple inheritance cash you received. It can be what God is going to use. That small company might be what God is using. That small profit might be what God is using. Father, as we get into our offering time right now, I decree and declare to these people as they become rich, that the money is coming. The moment something can hold on to something, money is coming. They might not have a big company. They might not have a big bank account. But in their offering, Father, take that as that seed. That thing you can multiply. You said to Moses, what is it in your hands? He said, a rod. He said, I can use it. Put it down. And it became a snake. What is it that is in these people's hands? Use that thing. Maybe their time. Maybe it's just their love for ministry. Maybe their dedication. Maybe their time that they give to God. Maybe it might be their $20, their $10, their $100, their $50, their $2,000. It might be something, as long as something. Right now, as we enter into our offering time, I decree and declare whatever their offering is, let it be that thing you multiply, that thing you use to multiply. For you are a God of multiplication, not a God of addition. I decree and declare wherever they are around the world, that money is coming. 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 In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let's give wherever you are. Let's give our offering and our tithing. And may God bless us. And as we move like this, always remember, from now onwards, before we get to part two of this thing, I want you to go home. We are home already for some of you. Some are in the cars. I can see that. John is in the car. I can see John. I think it's called Hinsebo or something like that. If I butchered it, just believe that's what God says it is called. You and your parents were wrong all this time, pronouncing it the way you were doing. Since I'm a prophet of God, God knows the real spelling and the meaning. So a lot of people, you know, Ma Tauri is there. I think she's in her house. Ashok is there. Sita, Itun, Stephen is there. All these guys are in their houses. Some are in their cars. I believe one is at work. Sam Morris, I believe, is at work. Something is happening, you see? So when you get home, and when if you're home, you start saying to yourself, I gave my $100. That's at least my start. Because that's the thing God is going to multiply. Amen. Don't try to make God multiply tithing. Tithing, you owe him. Of course, God says, you owe me in tithe and in offerings. You steal from me. But as for tithe, he says, you owe me. He says, it's my money. Offering, at least, he says, it's what you want to give. But he also says, you steal. That means God believes offering should have a certain percentage. People forget that the Bible does not say you steal from only tithing. Say you steal from your what? Tithes and offerings you are stealing. So if I say you are stealing, that means I know the value I need to see in offering. Nobody preaches that. People are preaching of tithe. Offering also, you are a thief. This is why I give 10% when it comes to my offering. Because I don't know what God says is not stealing. At least he measured tithe, and I know it's 10%. So I'm guarding myself, you know, and I'm putting myself on 10%. I just say even offering is 10%. I'm not saying offering should be 10%, by the way. I just cover myself in that way. So understand this. Whatever business you do is your platform by which God will prosper you.
Amen.
Don't see your business as a business. See a business as a place where God meets your need, but also uses to add more. I decree and declare right now that in this moment, at this time, all around the world, you are prospered mightily.
Yes.
You are increased mightily.
Amen.
The Lord will shelter you under the shadow of his protection.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen,
amen and amen.
Hallelujah.
I see a lot. Julie Benjamin is there. Kiran is there. Robson is there. Ifra Hassan is there. A lot of people. Things are happening. Joy Angel is there. Dr. Obed. Chris Shanna, USA, is there. Lee Z is there. Consular Marie Patizo is there. Definitely, a lot is happening. And guess what, guys? We are drawing near to... This thing is drawing near. Missions Week is drawing near.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And, of course, we want to do better than last time.
Amen.
And America is drawing near.
Yes, sir. Amen.
And also IVP in Zimbabwe.
Yes, sir.
Oh. You'll be able to see where God spoke to me to start the ministry.
Wow.
What is happening. A lot of things are going to happen. A lot of things.
Amen.
You will see the tree that God spoke through. You know, like when he was in. Well, God was in that tree speaking to me as a young boy of 7. So you'll be able to see it. So a lot is going to be happening there. And I wish to impart a special gift from our home country. And of course, if we have time, we'll go to the 7th wonder of the world, which is Victoria Falls. It's a brilliant location, you know. And just know this is the 7th natural wonder of the world. That means it won't change. It has been like that forever. Okay, 7th natural wonder of the world. A lot will be in there. A lot. Send us where I see angels and people see angels. We go there and we'll be having a vigil in those places so that God's providence, by his own providence, angels may appear to us and you have something to come back and say, you saw. Very, very important. No Kululu, no Kalala. IVP. Zimbabwe. And trust me, you will be protected there.
Amen.
I just know this because I happen to be an ambassador there, so your security is guaranteed. Trust me, we have good security there. So, guys, I love you all and see you on Sunday. On Sunday, we have Legion. You can't miss it. We have pictures. We have all these places. Legion. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking we're dealing with Legion. Relax. It's called the arrival of Legion, not the casting out of Legion. If you have ever watched Nephilim, you might need to watch this one. So it's very, very important. Very, 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 very important. Okay. Then Sunday, of course. So I don't know. Did we play? Did we do a replay for Sunday? Of Sunday? When did we do?
Sunday.
I think some. How many watched Sunday replay or Sunday? Or how many watched Sunday service? If you did not, I don't know what leaf you were smoking. But it's a very bad herb. Now, I want you to see that. Now I think some of you realize that tongues are real.
Yes, sir.
They are not funny jokes people do. Tongues are real. Tongues are?
Real.
100% real. Tongues are what?
Real.
They happen. The fire of the Lord was too much in that place. It was too much. I wish you were there. You know, you're going to come... prophetic seminar is retreat is going to be here at my house. We said it's a secret place. My house. don't tell nobody. So it's going to be at my house and of course other. And we're going to, we'll try and get people around where the whole ministry started here in UK. We're going to do a tour for some people that want to see how we started, where we were staying and what happened. What happened is very, very important. It's really exciting to have you guys. And listen to me. A lot is happening. I love you all. And get this book.
Amen.
Get this book. Not so that we can have money. We have money already. When it comes to books, I know. We have people buying and buying and buying this book. So just get this book and you will see what happens.
Amen.
Love you all.
Yeah.
love you too, then.